This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast. We're so excited to have you with us.
We are so excited. And Jen is so excited because this whole episode is truly a surprise.
Yes, it is.
I will say that in my sleep the other night, I felt like the Lord gave me this topic today. And I thought it would be a fun time to get to know our host, more specifically, my sweet friend Jen today. And I felt like God gave me 20 questions for Jen to get to know her a little bit better. So just a disclaimer, Jen knows nothing about what I'm going to ask her today.
It's super secret questions.
It is. She knows not one question. Some of the only thing that I told her is some of these questions will be easy. Some of them will be deeper. So we just want her authentic answers, right, audience? We just want to hear all the cute and quirky little Jen stuff and the sweet little stories, whatever the Lord has. That's what we want. So I thought this would be really fun because I love Jen and you will love her more after you hear even more about her. So, right. Jen, do you need to stretch or I sit down for this? But
I know. I don't want to pull a hammy or anything on these questions.
Okay. Number one. I'm going to combine one of these questions. Anyway, number one. Jen, easy one here. What is your favorite color and why?
I love violet blue. And the reason I love it is it's not quite blue, it's not quite purple, but it's right there in the middle. It's just a nice, vibrant color.
So violet blue is a color? I thought violet was purple.
Well, it's in between. It's like it's kind of a bluish purple.
Okay.
Look it up.
I've never heard it referred to as violet blue.
Yeah.
Why is this your favorite color?
Because it's not quite purple, it's not quite blue, and I like both of those, so it's like you get the best of both.
Okay, I like that. That's good. And I kind of match your favorite colors in my hair
you
today.
You do.
I have some blue, some purple.
Yep.
It's all good. Yep. Okay, so what did you want to be, Jen, when you grow up?
I wanted to be an actress. So, It went between actress and writer, honestly, but actress was the first thing I remember. I could do voices and I could imitate people pretty well. I could pick up on accents pretty easily when I was little. And so that just seemed like the thing to do. And then when I got in the second grade and I was learning how to write, I discovered stories. And so that made me want to be a writer. So
as an actress, did you have like a specific field you wanted to go into, like musicals, Broadway, big screen, TV, like what were you thinking there, or anything?
You know, I wasn't so much, but I can tell you that in the small town in which I lived, we only had network TV. So we had all of like four channels. So I would like watch, you know, whatever was on primetime network wise. So
yeah. What was that back in the day? Like Wonder Years? Full House, Saved by the Bell.
Gosh, I used to watch a lot of reruns, honestly.
Oh.
I did. I loved the original Star Trek. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I used to watch reruns of Sky King, if anybody remembers that from the 50s. I really loved that when I was little. Gosh, I can remember Man from Atlantis. That's not a rerun, but that was a series that was on that I really liked. Anyway. I liked anything sci-fi,
okay,
futuristic, superhero. That was my thing.
Okay. I would not have guessed that. So I'm glad we went down that way. I would not have guessed that.
With what I write, with writing paranormal sci-fi fiction,
Well, I guess I should have guessed that, but I would not have guessed that because that's not usually anything you ever talk about in your daily life.
Well,
So.
I can share with you that when I went to New York, my two favorite things that I bought were two Funko Pops from the movie Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan. And so I got
Oh my gosh.
Captain Kirk and I got the Khan. So because I collect Funko Pops, I have them all on my shelf over here. So
Okay.
yeah.
Look at that audience. I'm learning new things. How about this is really cool. Okay, so number three, what was your favorite subject in school and why?
Me and school, we didn't get along. Probably we didn't.
I feel that.
I had so much chaos. I had such a hard time focusing on schoolwork, but I really loved art. Anything art I liked. Probably second to that was language. I loved language arts, English, but I could never learn the mechanics of language, but I loved words, so.
Yeah, makes sense. That makes sense to me.
Yep.
So number four, a little bit more about school. Who was your favorite teacher and why?
Probably Miss Messer in the
Miss
second
Messer.
grade. Second
Oh.
grade. Oh my goodness. The reason I really liked her was because I had a lot of chaos at home, and she was the first teacher that made me feel safe.
Oh.
Yeah, it was.
Shout out to Miss Messer. Is
I
she alive
know.
still?
No idea. That was in the only Catholic school in our small town, and she was the only teacher that wasn't a nun. So,
Okay.
yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
But she was a great teacher, like I said. Shout out to all the teachers.
Amen.
You can have an impact on a child who's having a
Yeah.
really hard time at home, and you may not even know it.
Absolutely.
But she was so affirming and so loving. It was great.
Yeah. Well, good time to shout out because my kiddos are in school and I happen to know that it's Teacher Appreciation Week.
Oh my
So,
goodness.
was a really great time.
Yeah. Whoop,
Definitely
whoop.
shout out to our sweet teachers. I know they are counting down the days so school is over and they're off for summer because this mama is doing the same thing. So thank you, teachers, for all you
Yeah.
do
You
and
guys are
keeping our
great.
babies safe and loving them when we're not there. So
Right.
thank you.
Well, and if it wasn't for a teacher, none of us would know how to read or write or do math or
Amen.
anything. So if it wasn't for a teacher,
Amen.
we would all be uneducated. So thank you, teachers.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I did teach one of my children how to read, which was probably my most greatest accomplishment in life.
Very
I'm just
cool.
saying. Yeah, it was really cool because it's really challenging. Anyway, enough about me, more about Jen. Number five. Jen, what is the most amazing place you have ever visited and why?
Ooh, now that's going to be a tie.
Okay, we can have both. We have time for both.
Cape Town, South Africa. I went
Ooh.
to the top of a mountain that overlooked Cape Town. One of the most incredible views in my entire life. I mean,
Wow.
just like gorgeous. It was just gorgeous.
Wow.
Probably second place were the Cliffs of Moher in Ireland.
Oh.
They were huge, and in Ireland they have like these sheared off cliff sides, and we took a boat tour around the base of the cliffs, and then we were up on top of the cliffs, and it was just breathtaking. It's like looking at the Grand Canyon of Ireland. It was just amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Two really great experiences.
Yeah.
I've not experienced those. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Number six, easy one here. Maybe easy. What is your favorite food?
Sausage, gravy, and biscuits.
That's a good one.
That's a good dish. I mean, it's not a single food, but that's my favorite dish.
So is that like your go-to comfort food?
It's go-to for everything. Like it kind of not to be grim, but I had said to my husband one time, just half joking, like, well, not half joking. I was completely joking, but it was such a grim subject. I said, if I was ever in a situation where I had to pick my last meal, it would be biscuits and sausage gravy.
Okay. Well,
He
I
was
would say
like,
that is your favorite then for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. And he was like, why would you have a last meal? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just saying. I really
Like,
like
why
it.
not? We're foodies here, okay?
Right.
If they're offering, I'm eating, you
That's
know?
right. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's my fave right there.
I did not know that either. So that is very cool to know. Okay. Number seven, what is your favorite drink? I was supposed to combine these two. So ignore that. This is number six, part two.
Part
What
two.
is your favorite? What is your favorite drink?
Okay, now I will say favorite drink. Either Diet Mountain Dew or Diet Dr. Pepper. That's probably my
Okay.
favorite.
Okay. So let's go. We'll make this number seven. How old were you when you began your walk with Jesus?
17.
17.
April 24th. I remember the day.
Wow.
Yep. It was
Wow.
one of those things where, and I write about this in my book, where I'd heard a lot about Jesus. My grandmother was a Christian. I had a hard time really thinking about committing my life to him. Hell did not scare me because I kind of felt like I was in hell already. But when he presented the gospel and how much Jesus loved me, I could not help but respond because I was so blown away over the fact that the God of the universe loved me, that I beelined it down to the front of the church at the altar and did the very traditional knelt on my knees and accepted the Lord and then just sobbed my eyes out for about an hour with the pastor just petting the back of my head. Yeah, and he was a young pastor too. He was about 22. It was his first pastorship. So, yeah.
Do you know this pastor still?
Yeah. Well, I don't know him, but I've sent him an email once or twice over the years. His name is Rick Massengill. He was a fantastic little preacher at the time.
And he's still in the ministry?
He is. He doesn't really respond like his assistant has, but yeah,
Okay.
not him so much, but I've just sent him like a thank you. Here's how I'm
Oh.
doing. You may not have remembered me. I sure don't sound like I did when I was 17 and had my very thick country accent that I had to lose when I
Yeah.
was in college, but because I was going into radio and yeah, can't have
Yeah.
an accent anyway.
Well, that's very precious, and how kind of you to send him messages and update him and thank him.
Yeah, I've done it twice. I've done it twice, like I said, and haven't gotten anything from him specifically, but I have his assistant. So I
That's
just wanted to let
fabulous.
him know how I'm doing.
Yeah. And what an impact he made on your life, whether he knew it or not.
Right.
That's amazing. Okay. Number eight, a little continuation. What is the Lord currently doing in your life?
Ooh, boy, he's taking me down a really cool path right now. Not an
Okay.
easy one, but I happened to go to a retreat a few weeks ago, put on by a ministry called Motherless Daughters Ministry, and it deals with mother loss. And mother loss isn't just about death. It could be an emotionally distant mother, it could be a narcissistic mother. And I've dealt so much with my father trauma and all of that because it was so big.
Right,
But I haven't really
right.
dug into like losing my birth mother when I was a baby and just all the stuff. And so really jumped into that feet first. And
Wow.
I just, was asking God what he was wanting to do. And he just said, I want to take you to a deeper place of healing. And I was like, that's awesome, God. And there are moments where walking through healing is really hard and you don't want to do
Yeah.
it because it is. You have to walk through it. You have to walk through the pain of it. But at the same time, I know what good lies at the end of that, having gone through all this stuff with my dad. So I know this will have a super good outcome. And it validated my feelings to the degree of I'm entitled to feel what I feel, regardless of what anybody else thinks. So
Yeah. Amen.
there it
Amen.
is.
You actually said that same thing. I just actually listened to our podcast from last week, and you actually said that same very same thing about how CST made you feel.
Yeah.
Like it validated your feelings and you were allowed to feel what you felt. And so that's pretty cool how important that speaks to just how important that is for you as a feeler, you know?
Well, yeah, because I feel like people have dismissed my feelings a lot of the time because they put moral value on them or
Yeah.
some sort of statement on them rather than just knowing that feelings are just indicators that there's stuff going on inside. And it there is no right or wrong to it. And I am entitled to feel my feelings, as is everyone, you
Right.
know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like somebody going up to someone who's just had a loved one passed and say, you know, you'll get past this or you'll get over this. Like,
Right.
are you trying to push them past what they're feeling? And that is grief and
Yeah.
loss. And you know, it what they feel in that moment is what they feel.
Right.
And I know
Yeah.
it's only an attempt to bring comfort, but it, you
Yeah.
know, sometimes it's just best to let people feel what they feel and love and surround them in the moments of what they feel.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
will say that's a hard one. Is like a optimistic kind of gal. It's and like a fun, outgoing kind of gal. It's really hard to allow someone to stay down for long because I want to like pull them up with me.
Right.
So obviously that's my intention, but I know how important it is to feel it as well. So it's like a reminding and training myself as that personality to just allow them to feel and maybe just say I'm sorry. Like I just have to know, like
Right.
keep my responses very short because I can't fix any of it.
Right. That's why the Bible, why I think the Bible says, grieve with those who grieve, laugh with those who laugh. You know, like you're with them in whatever moment they're in
Yeah.
with no judgment, just letting them work it through. And I think we get uncomfortable with those negative things,
Yeah.
those things we perceive as negative, I should say, like
Yeah.
loss and depression and grief and anger and, you know, anything that a person might be feeling. And we should just be better at it with people rather than giving them the
Dismiss.
silver lining. Yeah, just saying, man, that's tough stuff. I'm with you. Let me just hug you,
Yeah.
or whatever it is. Anyway.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're at number nine. Nine. Jen, number nine. Where do you want to be 10 years from now? Another deep one. Or maybe this is easy.
Location-wise or
However you want to take that question.
journey-wise. Well, in
You
10
can do
years,
both.
okay. In 10 years, I hope I'm in a new house
Okay. Is it in Kentucky?
in Kentucky, where
Oh, okay.
yep.
Okay.
But where I'd love to be just in all things, I would love to say have had a movie made about one of my books. I would love to have been a New York Times bestseller.
Yeah.
And I would love to see people impacted for the better from my story.
Amen. Thank
That's
you,
it.
Jesus.
That's
Let
it.
it be so, Lord. Let it be so.
Amen. I confess it and believe it that that's going to be
Amen. I feel
with
like
no
we're
doubt.
sometimes the same person. Like, how in
The same
the.
things we want. Yeah.
Yeah, God is just so cool how he's intertwined us so closely and tightly. He's cool. It's
He
like he
is.
knows what he's doing or something. Anyway.
I know, right?
Number 10. And this cannot be a previous location. So what is your next bucket list vacation besides Ireland or South Africa?
I'd love to go to Scotland.
Scotland? Okay.
Yeah, so I had a trip planned for Scotland in
Oh,
2020. And
yeah.
COVID totally derailed it.
Stupid
And
COVID.
oh, I know. I was so excited to go. And I had somebody say to me one time, why do you want to go to Scotland?
Like, why are you judging me?
Like, what's in Scotland? And I'm like, Scots? I mean, Scotland is like a bucket list. It's a beautiful country. I can trace some of my roots back to Scotland. And
Wow.
yeah, I would just love to see it. I'd love to see like the Kelpies, which is this beautiful, huge horse statue sculpture. Kelpies are water horses that
Okay.
were part of Irish mythology that believed that storms carried horses in the waves of the ocean and that they would come up on shore. So there's all this legend behind Kelpies. So they did this massive sculpture of them. And I would just love to be able to say I went to Scotland and saw the Kelpies and, just saw all the things, man, just Isle of Skye and yeah.
Well, again, let it be so, Lord. Let it be so. Let it be so. Let's get that back on the books, right?
That's right. Oh, yes.
That would be amazing. So, number 11, this is a little personal. So, just as much as you want to share here,
Uh-oh.
where did you meet your sweet husband? And give us a quick rundown of your love story.
Oh, easy peasy, love to share it. So
Yeah, okay.
when I was 19, I was working for a concert promoter here in Cincinnati. He was doing Christian rock concerts. I was really heavy into the Christian rock scene at that point. We had in an artist by the name of Rick Kua, and Rick Kua used to be with a band called the Outlaws. And he, back in the day when Christian rock was in the 80s and whatever, into 80s, early 90s, he was out there doing a lot of stuff. He's still doing stuff, but he was doing all the rock stuff. And I was taking tickets in the front of a venue up in Dayton, Ohio, old place that's torn down now called the Bus Stop. And a mutual friend introduced us as I was taking tickets. And I just remember thinking when I saw him for the first time, my God, that is the most handsome man I've ever seen.
Oh.
And but I have to tell you, here's the caveat to all of this. I was engaged to someone else at the time.
Oh my gosh,
I
Jen.
know, I know. And so that should have been an indicator for me at that time that maybe I wasn't with the person I was meant to be with. And so that guy broke up with me, and then I ended up seeing Bill. How many months later? Let's see, that was in January. I saw him again in April at a thing called Ichthus, which is a Christian rock festival down around Asbury Seminary. Has a very long tradition of like a Woodstock type of feel, and saw him again there, and he walked me back to my tent and got my phone number and called me, and we went on our first date in May. So
Oh.
yeah, actually our first date was yesterday, what anniversary of it. So we had had Taco Bell for our first date, so we had Taco Bell yesterday to celebrate our first date. So
Okay, Taco Tuesday.
I know, right?
That's
Anyway,
sweet.
yeah.
So, second part. Well, next question, but number 12, how long have you and your sweet husband been together?
A long time, that's all I'll say.
Okay. All right. We'll just skip right over that. She doesn't want to give numbers here.
I don't want to give numbers. We've been together a while.
We
Yeah.
have to respect these women and their numbers.
I don't want to share my
No.
numbers.
Number 13. What is your favorite hobby and why?
Painting? Probably. Probably painting. Why? I love that I feel completely beautiful when I create, when I paint. There's probably not a whole lot of other things that I feel wholly and totally beautiful in that moment, but there's just something about putting paint on the canvas or drawing and getting lost. I usually will put on some very different kind of instrumental music, and I'll just get lost for hours in my studio just painting. So yeah, that's my
Wow.
jam. Yeah, I love that.
Number 14. What is your favorite book?
Favorite book is The Host by Stephenie Meyer.
Okay.
Stephenie Meyer probably some people out there might know, she wrote Twilight, which when it came out, like rocked the book industry and created a new genre called young adult. And everybody wanted to be Stephanie Meyer. Well, I like Twilight okay, but she wrote a science fiction one called The Host, which is the premises aliens come to this planet intent on creating peace and harmony, and you know, everybody is equal, only to realize that they're going down the wrong path, that they're actually destroying the human race and autonomy and free will. And it's a really, really good book. And then there's a, of course, a love story in there. So gotta have a love story. It's really good.
Jen, number 15, we're almost there.
I hope I'm not boring anybody. People are probably like, oh my
No, I
gosh,
think
this
this is
Jen.
very interesting. It our host is interesting. Tell them, folks. Tell them. Okay. See, they told you. I bet right now someone's driving down the road and saying, "Jen, I'm loving this. Stop it, girl." Okay. Number 15. 15. What is your favorite movie?
Matrix.
Oh, okay. Why is The Matrix your favorite movie?
It has a lot of parallels with Christianity, faith.
Yes, it does.
But also it's science fiction. And when I first saw it, I was so blown away at the special effects. And the, you know, that's when a DVD player, we got a DVD player just so we could watch The Matrix. You know, that was the first DVD movie I ever had too, but I was so blown away by it. I mean, I watched it and watched it and watched it and watched it. That is my favorite movie.
I love The Matrix as well. And every time I watch it, I Google, like, it was this supposed to be a Christian movie? Because I completely agree. There is so many things that are just like parallel to the Christian world we're living in, and deliverance and all the things. And I'm like, whoa. So I would love to talk to whoever wrote this movie and be like, what's up with this? Is this,
Yeah, the
are we
Wachowskis
just
wrote
reading
that.
into it?
Yeah, they wrote that back in, gosh, they were two guys who really loved comics and or graphic novels, I should say, and science, all things science fiction. And then they came up with the script, and you know, Warner Brothers bought into it and made it, and it was like it's just a classic. I don't like the sequels. I like none of the sequels,
Oh,
I'm just gonna
I do. I love
say.
them. Okay. I do. I do.
Okay.
This last one was good. You didn't like it?
No. It was okay. I mean, I went and saw it just to say, okay, how are you gonna tie back into 20 years ago? But
Okay. All right. Number 16. This one's gonna have a story with it. So, what is your favorite God moment?
I can't really pin it down to one, honestly. I can't really say beyond coming to faith, which was just what I shared earlier, but yeah, God's done so many amazing things.
He has.
And
He has.
he's not a God who, in my estimation, can just do one thing great. He does in our lives. He does a million things great, big and small, and he wants us to always remember those. And that's why he talks about the building memorials to remember these things, because they surround us. You know what I mean? So I don't really have a,
Nothing stands out as some crazy.
no, not a favorite God moment. I will say one time God, and I might have shared this on one of our podcasts, one time God led me to go pray for somebody
Oh,
out in the
yes.
park, except he didn't come right out and say, go down to the park and pray for someone. He led me step by step. He only showed me the next step as much as I was willing to be obedient into that next step. And I was so grateful that I listened to him and listened to every time he gave me the next step. And I don't remember which podcast we talked about that on, but you know, maybe I'll share it again in the future. I won't reiterate, but that was pretty
It
cool.
was a really great story. It was one of my favorite stories that you've ever shared, because it was just a picture of how God really is so gracious. And why it is so important to take those little obedient steps, because each step leads to another step. And that was like a cool visual of that. So I really, really love that story. And maybe, Jen, if you remember what podcast, you can link it, or in the show notes, like, you can refer back to this. If we remember, audience. If not, email Jen. Blow her email up and say, Jen, I want to know, because I want to hear that story, because the story is worth listening to. I will say that. It was a really great story. Anyway.
Thank you.
Moving on. We are at number 17. So we're almost there. Number 17. What is your next goal?
My next goal is to write my next book.
Right. I figured that was it.
Yeah. And what I've been doing just to get primed, I've been trying to do creative writing in the morning. When my creative juices are like really at their peak. And so I've just been writing short stories based on writing prompts that I've gotten from different sources. And that's just been so much fun, because your imagination is such a powerful thing. I mean, think about every TV show you watch, every movie you watch, any fictional story at all that started in someone's mind and someone's imagination. And it is such a powerful thing. And I love when it just gets rolling, and it surprises me. Like, I'm like, okay, mind, where did you get that? But okay.
And I did want to plug, because one of the goals you're working on is your audiobook as well, right?
Yes, so it's a recording. Yeah.
That is a little far off still, but we're just plugging it for the future, because maybe when you listen to this, you can go ahead and download her Audible book. Because I'm excited to hear my girl read her story. Yeah. Anyway.
I put all the emphasis on the right syllable, as Mike Myers said in a movie. One time he was trying to.
Did you speak English?
One of the lines in a movie, he was in a movie with Gwyneth Paltrow, and she was a stewardess. And she said something off. And he said, you put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. But to show her, he said, you put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. So anyway.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you broke that down, because if you wouldn't have, I would have been over my head and I would just let it go. Like, I don't want to sound like an idiot. Because,
somebody out there knows what I'm talking about, which movie I'm talking about.
They do.
I do not remember
Someone
the name.
Knows. That's right. I was not the person. So. Yeah, I never know those little like movie things. Like, I'm always lost when they say those little like movie lines. I'm like, what are you talking about? Anyway, number 18. Do you like surprises, and why or why not? This could be a deep question, because there's a lot behind it, I feel like.
I'm trying to think if I like surprises or don't like surprises.
Okay.
I've never really thought about it. It depends on the kind of surprise. Don't like bad surprises, right?
Would you like a surprise party?
I would love a surprise party.
You would. Okay. Okay. Well, that's helpful to think about it in that way, right?
I'm giving you a hint.
Why would you like a surprise party? Let's stay with the same theme here. Why would you like that?
Because it would feel like love for someone to actually plan me a party and get people together and get the food together. And the only thing I had to do was show up. That would be like the pinnacle of feeling loved.
People doing stuff for me
like that is like a love thing. It's a love thing for sure.
So would that be acts of service? Is that your love language?
I guess.
Or is that a gift?
I don't know. I like a lot of the love languages. Like, I love giving, I love getting gifts. I love people doing nice things for me. And but I like doing the same thing. I just never know. I always feel kind of stupid buying gifts, because I'm never quite sure what to buy.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Really, truly. I'm like,
Interesting.
yeah, anyway.
Interesting. Okay. Number 19. Almost there, Jen. Almost there.
We're going a little over, but I'm going to keep going with it.
Yeah, I think so. They want to know. Give the audience what they want. Number 19. Who would be a dream guest for us to have on the show? Think big,
Ooh.
like big. It can be any celebrity. Who would it
Got it.
be? Because we can tag the person, right? We can say we want you on this show.
Do you know who I would love to have on this show? Brené Brown.
Oh, yeah.
I think Brené Brown would be a lot of fun. I really dig her. She is
Yes.
probably, she's done so much for destroying shame in this country and probably in other countries. I just dig her so much.
Yeah, she's a very wise woman.
Yes.
Holy moly. Wisdom is pouring out her veins.
Yeah, I'd love to have her.
Okay. Hear that, Brené Brown? We want you. We want you on the show. So if anyone
Amen.
knows her, tag her, let her know.
Well, you know, they say you're 6 degrees of separation, so
Yeah.
we've got to be close to getting to her somehow.
Yeah. It's okay to dream big.
That's right.
The Lord opens doors. So if anyone knows Brené Brown and you can open a door for us, we bless that in the name of Jesus.
That's
Okay,
right.
moving on. Number 20, last but not least. This one's cool, and I felt like this was a God question. So, Jen, when you walk into a room, what do you bring to the atmosphere?
Positivity and creativity.
Okay. And that's how the room shifts.
I think so. In
Yeah.
my little sphere of influence. But
That's amazing.
I tend to like, I'm an introvert. People don't realize that, but I really am. Except when I'm in front of people speaking, for whatever
Yeah.
reason, I feel zero fear and I would gladly public speak a million times over. But when it's one-on-one, sometimes I have a hard time getting out of my little bubble and
Understand that.
having chit chat or whatever. I can
Yeah,
be
because
stuck.
it's so intimate, right? I
Yeah.
think that's, I get a little scared about intimacy as well. Like, because it's just like, eh. Anyway.
Yeah, you can't hide, right? They can ask you a million questions,
Yeah.
and there you are, and you're like, hello.
Yeah. It's, I get it. I get that. And like, you're like, if you're in front of an audience, like you're really can't see everyone's reaction. So if someone looked at you some kind of way, it would have no effect on you because you probably didn't see it, right?
Right.
So, but if you they're looking at you like some kind of way and it's just you and them, it might be a little different. It might hit a little differently. So anyway. Well, thank you, Jen, for playing this game of 20 questions. This has been amazing to get to know you better. I feel like I got to know you better, and I know for sure our audience got to know you better.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, and I guarantee that they love our sweet Jen even more now. What a sweet host she is. And if y'all didn't know, Jen is the brains and the beauty behind this operation. She gets this thing going for us every week. She just constantly is editing and putting it out there and just allowing my creative self just to use the gift of gab. Praise the Lord, because if it was up to me to edit this thing and put it out there, y'all wouldn't be hearing this right now. So I apologize, but thank God for our sweet Jen, who is very talented in all kinds of ways.
Oh,
And I
thank
love her
you.
dearly.
Oh, thank you. Somebody
Sorry for
called me.
taking over this week.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, somebody one time called me a Swiss Army knife, and I've loved that nickname ever since because
Yeah.
I've had so many weird and varying experiences, but God has used them just about all. I mean, it
Yeah.
kind of blows your mind how he doesn't waste anything. And they said, man, Jen, you've got all these experiences. You're like a Swiss Army knife. And I was like, ooh, I really like that. So,
I agree. I agree with that. I feel
it's
like that
interesting.
in some kind of ways, but in different areas, not in your areas. Oh my goodness.
Well,
Thank
that's
God.
what makes
Thank
us good
God.
partners, right?
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord.
Good
It's like,
friends, good partners.
yes.
Oh, speaking of that, people, wonderful people out there, we would love to come and
Thanks.
speak at any small group or anything that you have, and you can actually experience us live if we haven't scared you off. No, I'm just kidding. No, seriously though, we do both have just lots of personal experience with overcoming trauma and negative self-talk and just a lot of different issues. And we would love to come and share our story and share how God has walked us through to just some beautiful places and how he wants to do that for you as well. Like he wants
Amen.
you to thrive. He wants to take you to those beautiful open spaces that he talks about in his word. And you just reach out to us. The email is always in the description of the podcast, and we would immediately get back with you. So,
Amen. And audience, if you want to know more about me, make sure you tune in next week.
yeah, it'll be
Well,
my
yeah, it'll
turn
be
to.
next week. Because Jen is going to be surprising me next week.
That's
So,
right.
as long as the Lord says okay, because we do pray before every podcast and we want to make sure it's okay with the Lord. But stay tuned to find out more about my crazy self. And this has been so fun.
It has been. Thank you. It's weird to just talk only about me because it's always about us. So it's kind of weird.
Yes. Well, we're individuals, so it's cool to get to know one another individually and allow our audience to get to know our sweet Jen. Yes.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And if you want to know more about my story, my book, A Beautiful Healing, is available on Amazon. And it will go into my deeper story. And I just encourage you to go out there and get that. And if you do buy it and read it, I would love a review, an honest review.
Yeah. And stay tuned for, or maybe it's available right now when you're listening, but stay tuned for her Audible book, because that will be in the future, the near future, hopefully.
Yeah. I've, yeah. Yep.
Or now, because you could be listening and it's already out.
Well, that's true. Depends on when they listen.
Right. They could be listening in a couple months or whatever time, and could be. Anyway.
All right.
Thank you, friends. This was amazing. And Jen says, until next time, bye, friends.
Bye, folks. We'll see you later.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2022, Parable Road, LLC.